Welcome back here for our final segment here on WesternKansasNews.com. Scott City victorious over the Colby Eagles 28-0 as we hear the postgame comments from assistant coach Brian Gentry.
First and foremost, congratulations. You could kind of tell on that opening drive you guys were able to move the football even though you had to punt, but the defense stepped up and your offense, it felt like it. They were kind of in control of this game from the get-go.
Yeah, you know, we had a lot of guys really step up tonight and, you know, going from the linemen who are, you know, injured to getting a couple of our running backs back, which, you know, really helps with the depth and giving those guys some breathers with, you know, Blaine getting back in there. Kevin's healthy now, so he can do it. And we kind of changed it up, kept our offense a little bit more balanced up as far as alignment goes. And, you know, that was one of the big things we were having problems with was getting people to key on one side. And I thought tonight we did a pretty good job keeping them balanced, and it allowed us to do some things that we haven't really been doing in the past.
Yeah, you were not expecting some of the players that you had in there on the offensive line tonight. J.P. Harris gets the first start there at the guard there. And of course, Jeffrey Nix limited with that ankle injury. He mainly played on defense, and he played pretty well. You also had Dalton Pasternak, who earlier in the week you weren't really expecting to see play at that. You put in the new wrinkle on offense, so that extra tackle. But those two really did a great job of performing on that line tonight.
Yeah, you know, I thought, I give those guys a lot of credit because, you know, a lot of times if you're not starting, you're not getting very many reps, and sometimes you get a little bored at practice. But, you know, those guys, you know, hopefully that's an eye-opener because both of them have a good skill set. They've got good feet and they can move a little bit and they got good size. So, you know, having those guys step up was big. You know, they made a couple real key blocks and, you know, one on Jace's long touchdown. They really opened it up for them. And you know, when you don't get those reps, to come in and still know exactly what your job is and to do it, it was really impressive, you know, so I was really proud of those guys.
Defensively, you made some adjustments there as well tonight, moved J.P. Harris to a linebacker after Deanne, kind of the flop between Sawyer and J.P. That seemed to work out pretty well. Sawyer was staying at home. He was doing a great job there, and J.P. was flying around there. But how about the defense? This is a team at Colby. They like to run the football, averaging over 300 yards of offense per game, and you hold them well below their season average and also get it in goose egg.
Yeah, the defense is, they've been doing that, you know, for the majority of the year as far as putting up good solid performances one after another and allowing the offense to hang in there and try to help out when we can. But, you know, we bent a little bit tonight, but we never broke. You know, we made some really big plays and, you know, probably none more important than that. You know, that second half, late second half drive that they were going in to try to score, and with them getting the ball back, you know, to the start of the third quarter, it could have really flipped the tide right there and been a different game. But, you know, we held strong down there at the end of that second quarter. And then a couple more times we came up, you know, came away with some interceptions that were just huge, you know. So, you know, our defense did a great job. And you know, they're not all healthy either. You know, Jeffrey, you gotta love that kid to death because, you know, he's got a pretty sore ankle, and he's saying, I'll go, you know, and you got to love that attitude. And you know, as a teammate, you know, you really got to respect the kid for going out there and giving what he can, even though he's you know, not even close to 100%.
But speaking of that, the defense was pinned back for most of that third quarter. Colby had the ball on the plus side of the 50, seemed like the whole third quarter, but the defense stood up. And then in the fourth quarter, you guys were sitting first and 18 at your own 7, and then you decided to throw it up there to Kevin Serrano, and he gets you out of a hole, and all of a sudden you go down there and score, and then you throw in the dagger there on that touchdown pass from King to Carson Froh, and all of a sudden he's kind of looking like Mahomes out comfortable there in the backfield.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so no, I mean, like I said, we kind of had a package of pass plays that we wanted to run and we thought we could have success with. And you know, I thought Harrison was really dialed in as far as what he was looking at, what he was reading and seeing. So he did a great job. You know, that pass play to Kevin was big for us. They started stacking the box. You know, there were 9 guys in there. So, you know, those 2 that we threw to Carson and to Kevin right there were, you know, those are big plays. They're huge plays for us. But, you know, to flip the field, even regardless if we don't go down and score, you know, to give our defense a blow and allow them, you know, to kind of catch their breath and get back, you know, into it. But, you know, Harrison put it right on him, and he makes a great catch. And then Carson does and stops on a dime right there on the cutback to get into the end zone. But, you know, really happy for all those guys, you know, because, you know, after last week, you know, anything could have happened. And I think the comeback really gave these guys a lot of confidence, and I think they played with it tonight.
You got one portion accomplished here. You're finished top 2 in the district here, 4 district wins, and now you're assured yourself all but a home game in the first round of the playoffs. But next Friday night, it's for the district championship as you go to Southeast Saline to take on a very good Trojan team.
Yeah, they got some big old boys over there, and they are a physical group. You know, we are going to have to, you know, hopefully we can get healthy and get, you know, everybody back to full strength, you know, even though at this time of year that doesn't really happen. Everybody's got banged up, you know, bumps and bruises here and there, but it's going to be a chore.
Again, thank you there to Brian Gentry there for joining us post-game there and hearing his thoughts as the Beavers won it 28-0. Final numbers in the ball game. Scott said we'd end up with 345 yards of offense on second look. Harrison King, three touchdown passes. Tudor, 28 yards to the air on 10 of 14 passing. That's a 71% completion percentage. And then Scott City on the ground was 117 yards, that is, on 36 carries. A ground game was led by Jace Thomas. He had 10 carries, 84 yards, a touchdown. Cale Wheeler, who got his first start at fullback, had 10 rushes for 33 yards. On the receiving side, Scott City with two players over 50 yards receiving. Thomas had five receptions unofficially for 94 yards and a touchdown. Kevin Serrano had two for 58, and Tarango had two for 44 in that touchdown. But Scott City with 345 yards off and 17 first and 10s. They were 3 of 4 on fourth down, 3 of 8 on third down. On the other side, Colby had 232 yards of offense. That's pretty good for Scott City, slowing them down a little bit. They had 173 on the ground. That was nearly half of what Colby averaged on the ground per game. But 5 of 17 for Colby passing, 59 yards and 2 interceptions. Scott City win the turnover battle, plus 2. And that was a big win because it allowed Scott City to snap their short losing streak there. They get a big win in the series against Colby, moved to 28-16 all time in the series. They avoid back-to-back losses against the Eagles for the first time since the mid-80s. And then also the first shutout since 2005 in the series against Colby. So that was a big win for Scott City as they get to 4-0 in district play. That's important because they will be hosting a first-round playoff game next Friday, the 30th of October. But right in front of them, it is Southeast of Saline. It's a district unofficial district championship game coming up on Friday night there at Fritz Field at Rural Gypsum there, as it's out in the country. Scott City hasn't played any games outside of a city limit in a long time. I think you probably have to go to Southwestern Heights a few years ago when they last played outside of a city limits there. But nonetheless, it should be a good game there at Southeast of Saline. This is a very good team, top five team in Class 3A. Very much like Scott City, they have a very solid defense, but they have put together a lot of non-offensive touchdowns. We'll have more on that in our stuff on Friday when we get going on that. But from Fritz Field in Gypsum, Kansas there, Scott City and Southeast of Saline for their second ever meeting. In case you haven't found out, the first meeting went to the wire and Scott City scored on a touchdown run with no time left on the clock to win 28-22 back in 2006 when they were both 3. And that was Scott City's first year in 3A, so it's been 14 years ago, but it should be a fun one Friday night, and looking forward to it. We'll be on the air at 7 o'clock for the kickoff at pregame at 6:30 on Mix 94.5. Thanks again for listening here to Sounds of the Game featuring Scott City on WesternKansasNews.com.